The African National Congress has governed South Africa since 1994. That's when the party's leader, Nelson Mandela, was elected president. The ANC has faced no serious political challenges since then. That may be about to change, though, because today a new party came into being. It's called COPE, C-O-P-E. That stands for Congress of the People. The party is made up largely of defectors from the ANC. But as the World's Laura Lynch reports, the leaders of COPE don't seem to have the slightest bit of loyalty to their former party.
Thousands of delegates celebrated the launch of their new party at a rally in Bloemfontein. For many, it was their first chance to set themselves apart from the party that led them from apartheid to power. In fact, a highlight from the rally was the appearance of the latest high-profile defector from the ANC. Anti-apartheid activist and church leader Alan Bosack brought a preacher's passion to bear on his harsh judgment of the ANC since it swept to power in 1994.
Now, 14 years later, we stand and we have to face the truth together that our hopes have not been answered. Our longing for justice is still not fulfilled. We are still not one people. We are still not one nation. We do not have the united, non-racial South Africa that we fought for.
What role Bosack will play in the new party is unclear, but COPE has chosen its leader, Mweza Lakhata. Lakhata resigned as defense minister with the African National Congress. He says the ANC no longer represents all South Africans.
The African National Congress has quite evidently been hijacked now by people who think that society consists only of workers. They tend to push the line that we don't want intellectuals, you don't want what they call bourgeoisies and so on. But that is to divide the nation.
South African political scientist Adam Habib says Lakhata and the party have support from across racial lines.
And that means that it can compete in the backyard of the ANC, unlike all of the other opposition parties in the past, who've never been able to compete in the ANC's backyard. They've effectively competed for minority electoral pools. This party has the capacity to compete amongst the broad South African populace, and that gives it the potential to grow.
One of the party's targets is South Africa's emerging young black professionals. They've come of age in the post-apartheid era. In Johannesburg, these young voters, Piwe Makala and Tobika Danata, say they'll give COPE a fair hearing.
We will get involved in a political party to the extent that we actually create a political party as an alternative to the ANC, because we need that political platform.
I want voters to be voters who are thinkers, who say, what party talks to me and makes sense to me and says the things, speaks the language that I speak?
The ANC has dismissed its new rival as a group of sore losers who defected from the party only when former President Thabo Mbeki lost power. ANC leader Jacob Zuma reminded South Africans today of the accomplishments of his party.
South African children, black and white, need to know about these heroes who sacrificed everything so that the people of South Africa could live in freedom, unity, harmony and dignity in a non-racial democracy.
ANC leader Jacob Zuma. In any event, COPE appears to have changed the face of South African politics. National and provincial elections won't be held until later next year, but the campaign for South Africa's future has already begun. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.